Yo, 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 we are back, and we are in full effect today. Got my man, Photo Labs, you know him as Photo Labs, Jerry.
What's happening?
All the way from South Dakota, over here to help me call in an elk. Fuck, we had elk running behind us today. It was kind of cool, actually.
They didn't follow the game plan, did they?
No. We got the one and only Skinny Codes in the house.
Yes.
And yours truly behind the camera, my man Gray, running three cameras, slider. He got it all rolling down. I mean, you know what I mean? I gave him a little kill cliff, and he is fucking ready to work. Gray, you ready to work? Oh, yeah, he's ready to work, he said. What up, peeps? I got to give big shout out to all my people that's been downloading this podcast. We started a Patreon program for GU Unfiltered to help keep the coolers filled, the bet steady going good, and happy wife, happy life for me so I keep doing this shit, you know? I want to thank right now, Cody, we are up to six Patreons.
That's impressive. Six.
Dude, who would have thought?
I'm impressed we got six people listening to us, not alone six people that want to pay for us. Thank you.
Six people willing to give up their hard-earned money to these teams.
You know, it's crazy, man. Like, honestly, like, I reached out to all the people that have, been part of the program. And, dude, I'm telling you, like, they're like, they fucking love what we're doing. And so it's kind of cool, man. Like, believe me, I love everybody that's fucking part of the program. All you six. Jay, man. Your big shout out, $25. Damn, dog. Got you some swag coming out.
Baller.
In fact, I got a lot of things going out to all my contributors. They'll be in the mail tomorrow. I was supposed to be out there on Friday, but dude, I've had issues with my truck. I had no brakes.
None.
You can feel me on that, right? So I kind of feel like a man right now because I've been working on my truck and, you know, doing rotors, brake shoes.
What'd you do? Did you vacuum in your truck while somebody else was working on it for you? Don't lie.
No, but for real, like, I needed new brake shoes and rear brakes and
blinker fluid, all that stuff.
Dude, I got it all down now, dude. I got fucking rotors, pistons. I feel like a mechanic, dude, now.
Pistons.
Yeah, there's rear pistons in your shoes.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Is that not right?
You're 50% there of all.
Those are all words. Yeah. You're throwing out words. That's
it's
good.
It's fucking my lingo, bro. You're almost there. Yeah, so anyways. Well,
left rear caliper piston is what official. So he was 50% there.
Yeah,
he
I'm just
left and the caliper.
Yeah, I knew what I was talking about. You know, there's...
No one else
You
does.
Know, in between there, there's, you know, your shoes, and my shoe was my pad. Was literally evaporated.
Change your pads?
Dude, it gone. Was fucking gone, dude. Like,
you hit
gone.
The rotor and just that. Dust.
Like, oh, you helped him?
Yeah, he was
no,
here.
No, I watched.
Okay.
He watched. I've got no...
He was on YouTube helping...
I was research. How do we do this?
You get
YouTube.
R&D. Yep. That's awesome.
So, yeah, that's what kind of what we were doing. Before we get in the big... swing of things, I just wanted to say this podcast is brought to you by Cafaro.net. My boys, Aaron, Frank, they're out there fucking trying to kill animals right now, just like the rest of us. I must say, it's been a little slow for me where I'm hunting, but in the last 2 days, I have heard bugles in the evening, and this morning we had cows chirping all around us, right?
Yeah, they came in behind us and...
It was crazy, right? Like, yeah. I don't, dude, it was, I think it's starting to pick up. So hopefully this week will be good as far as, elk calling, elk hunting. I mean, I'm trying to, September 9th, I had a raghorn come underneath my tree stand. And I was like, man, do I shoot this one? And I showed him right where it was at. And I literally am kicking myself in the butt right now because... We could be eating backstraps tonight, boys. But, you know, it is what it is, you know.
How late does your season go?
We're here till the 30th. Yeah. So, I don't know. We're talking about driving out to Nestor's out east tomorrow and finishing.
Let's do it.
Our goat hunt. Let's try to do one more day of goat hunting. So
because that one closes tomorrow.
Yeah, that one closes tomorrow. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I don't know. I may want to go out early in the morning and try to kill an elk. Honestly, if I had to choose between a goat or an elk, I like eating goat elk way more than goat, personally.
Well, yeah. But let's go get the goat tomorrow, and then I'll come back next weekend and show you how to shoot an elk too.
Oh, how are you going to do that when you don't have a tag, shot?
So you're going to have to shoot
when
it.
We were literally just shooting up at our fucking my range, and you shot two trees in a row.
Shot one.
Okay.
Ricocheted off the second.
Yeah,
hey, I mean, he hit the target. Well, if it was an animal, the animal would have been wounded.
The tree moved. First of all.
It's coming right for us.
All I know is...
I thought we were siding in. I thought that was a plan. I thought you said, come over and we'll side in. And that's what I was trying to do.
Oh, okay.
Now it's competition. Now everything. Now
side in. Side in during hunting season.
Everything's a competition.
Jeez.
Side in during hunting season already in full effect, and you want to side in.
When was the last time we hunted? 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. When was the last time you shot?
An hour ago?
Gonna explode? What the hell?
You guys are... You're ridiculous, bro. You're ridiculous. But anyways, I want to say a big shout out to my boys over at Cafaro. Man, Aaron and them, he's been in the backcountry for a minute, dude. And we saw that he was back in the office today, though, huh? He went live. He just messaged me, though. He was like, will somebody take your tree stand? And I was like, nah, man. They take my tree stand, they going to die. That bitch is heavy. If somebody took my tree stand.
Yeah, they can have it.
They can have it, yeah.
The one that we just checked?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that thing is a beast, huh?
Did you guys both go up there?
No, yeah. We didn't hunt in the tree stand. We hunted on up on the ridge there.
I'm so shocked it didn't fall.
That motherfucker's 600 pounds, bro.
It's stout. Come on.
Well, it's just because Luke and I put it together.
Oh well,
I had Luke tightening everything, so you never know. I didn't double check. Yeah.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I felt weak as fuck today, dude. I was fucking torquing, trying to take the fucking lug nuts off my tires today. Dude, I couldn't do it. I was like, dude, how tight are these motherfuckers? I can't do it. So then I had to Hulk out, and I eventually got it. But it was fucking different, man. I hate when my vehicle is fucked up. I'm not a mechanic. I hate paying for this shit. But my boy Charles, he fucking came through and helped me out and picked it up. And he has all the tools. He has it all. He knew exactly what to do, except we had to Google that one thing. Where they kind of had to pull the drum off.
Yeah, we didn't. Well,
those newer vehicles.
I didn't know shit about anything, so
I don't know shit.
I was little of no help, but I know how to YouTube and Google. So
hell yeah. So my boy Jerry here. He does. I've actually had you on the podcast when it was quarantine.
Yep.
When you were in South Dakota, you're from South Dakota. Jerry does all my graphic designs. I mean, he's an artist. He does. I mean, you tell people what you do.
Yeah. Yeah, all the graphics, the animation, the intro for the YouTube, you know, I helped Luke get the podcast equipment up and running.
That he did.
That was a struggle over quarantine. And
Podbean got me on, registered on that, did all that. Tell them about what you do for Cafaro. I mean, you make all their stickers, logos, and stuff like that.
Yeah, just all the graphic, the design stuff. So t-shirts, stickers, you know, that kind of artistic stuff. The banners that you see at the trade shows, the table graphics, stuff like that, business cards.
How long have you been doing this stuff for?
For Cafaro or?
Just general.
Photo Lab's been going since 2014.
Oh, so you have been doing it for a minute now.
Yeah. Yep, I've been doing graphic design since, I got out of college in 2005, so.
And you've been working with, like big... projector screens, or what do you call those? The Major League Baseball.
Large video displays is what we call them. LED video displays. So
what you see at
the major sports teams, you know,
like MLB and
baseball, football, college.
Oh, so you guys got back to football then? Now that that's playing.
Things are slow, but I mean we're starting to pick back up. But all the video boards, you know, that are installed at, you know, like here in Denver at Mile High are ours. And So my department does the animation side, so the stuff that you see in the stadium, so like the touchdown animations, the, you know, timeouts, the sponsor stuff that's in the stadium, that's right. The stuff that our department does.
That's what you rocking.
Yep.
Nice. How many times do people say, like, or let's just say like a touchdown, like how many effects do you do per game, like, or per season? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is there just one, like, okay, he touchdown. Is there one effect, or do they buy like a package?
It just depends on the team. I mean, sometimes they'll buy, you know, say three touchdowns that they can play throughout the game. So it's not just the same animation,
right?
You know, for every touchdown. Some teams never get to use their touchdown. Cause
yeah, that'd be like the fucking Browns, right? Yeah, yeah, the Browns. So. Fuck, the Broncos ain't even that good right now, dude. I don't know. Here's my deal with football right now. Like, I'm a big fan of football. I'm a big Bronco fan. But I tell you what I'm not a big fan of. And I'll say it, dude. I'm not a fan of these motherfuckers not standing during our national anthem. And I'll say it on my podcast. I am not a fan of it because, you know, the BLM, you know, Black Lives Matter, you know, here's my deal on this whole thing. And I don't want to jump in too big on it because I love my 6 patron followers and I love all of my downloads I'm getting. Okay? I don't want to get into it, but here's the thing. We're in America. Let's stand for America. This is well way before our time. People have fought and died for our country. They have lost their arms. They have lost their legs. They've been shot. They didn't even have to lose anything. They just went to battle for our country. And my deal is every life matters. You know what I mean? I'm down with it. And like I said, I don't want to get too deal on it. But I'll tell you what. I will fucking not. I'm not a big fan of football, man. Because I can't see that shit. I'm not a fan. These guys are making millions of fucking dollars playing a sport that it's been fucking. These guys have fought a war for a fucking. They fought for our freedom and they can't stand for our fucking national anthem. I just don't. I'm not seeing eye to eye on this whole thing. And
well, it just seems it doesn't really matter what the message is if your marketing, if the delivery is bad. And you're going to divide people on your delivery. It doesn't matter what your message is. It kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah, it's just not. I don't know. Like I said, I'm out of it. I don't want to talk about it. I'm glad that I represent. I will stand and I will fucking. Hey, hand me one of those, will you?
Yeah, you want a Budweiser?
You know I do. I just like I said. Like I'll say it. Like I'm gonna stand. My dad fought in the Vietnam War. And I had to deal with, you know, a lot of the stuff that he had to deal with. He had a lot of post-traumatic stuff. And what they went through is I'll never know. Or what any guys that's ever seen combat, you know, I'll never know. That's why I will thank people for their service. I will thank military people for their service. I will, I don't know, I'm just forever grateful because of what they've done for our country and do it. I mean, I think we're all pretty much eye to eye on this, right? I mean,
yeah,
we all. I mean, and you know what? It is. That's what's nice about America because you know what? You can do that. We were just what was that dude? That wrestler in
Iran,
right? So Dana White, the president of the Dana White, he literally plead for this guy's
called Donald Trump.
Yeah. Plead for this guy's. He could have been one of the UFC's fighters, but he was an Olympic wrestler, right?
It was, yeah,
from Iran, and he was on a protest or
just,
something.
Yeah, just
something,
political dissent.
Some political deal.
That was it.
And they snatched him up, put him in custody,
tortured him, to get a confession out of him, saying that he ended up killing somebody or something like that. But yeah, word leaked out that he was obviously tortured to get this confession.
Yeah. So, word got out. He got out, and Dana White literally called Donald Trump, the president of the United States, and literally plead for this guy's life to not execute him. And guess what? The next thing I see, rest in peace, Pretty much. They still, what do they hang him in front of the city?
Yeah, that's a crazy thing, man.
They pretty much, they hung him right in, like, it'd be like our state capitol.
Really?
Yeah, they pretty much what they did.
I never did hear the ending of it. I saw the Donald Trump part, and then I never did hear.
Yeah, dude, they didn't, you know, they just, they hung him. And his dude was a straight representative for their country.
Right.
In the Olympic Games. And did great. Like, I think he medaled.
Well, that's what pisses me off most is, you know, people is like, oh, death to America. It's like, are you really? Like, it's the greatest country in the world.
Yeah.
And it's like, no,
go to another fucking country. Yeah, so bad. And that's the thing, though. That's what, like, I'm lucky enough that I have been to other countries. And I mean, I've been to the Middle East. I fought in the Middle East. I've been to a lot of countries, different countries, and the way they do shit. And it's always, it's awesome for me to go see because I know I can come back to America. But what I always say is, God damn, dude, we have it so fucking lucky over here. We really do. Like, we have it so fucking made over here.
Well, and all these protests. All right, put these protests in another country. Put them in Iran.
Yeah, well, that's what
what's going to happen to those people. It's like, you know, you have the right to protest. Yeah, that's fine, you know.
Too bad we couldn't have traded for that Iranian wrestler.
Right? Dude, right? That would honestly...
Like, I could think of a list of people that are like, hey, man, you want this guy? We'll trade you straight up right now. I know. We got some commies over here that we're looking to get rid of. Dude, you guys would love it over there.
But anyways, I just kind of want to delegate. Yeah. Like, honestly, like this is who I am. I'm a fucking patriot, okay? I'm proud of it. I'm proud of what my dad went overseas and fought, and I'm proud of America, man. I'm fucking proud of what our soldiers do for us. That's honestly.
Let's raise a toast to our I'll armed drink forces, to that, our police, our firefighters, everyone.
Yeah, all our things, you know. And that's kind of the other thing I want a big shout out to. Go ahead.
Could you imagine if our podcast was in Iran?
You'd hear a knock at the door.
We'd be in so much trouble.
No, dude, I would not want to be in Iran. Like, and that's why I said, like people who can bitch and moan is because they never been to another country.
Well, just no perspective.
Yeah,
they have no idea what it's like.
That's the problem is when you have it so good, which we absolutely do, you get complacent and you need things to complain about.
You have no idea what goes on in the other country. Like, you know... And here's the thing, I don't even want to make this fucking podcast like this, but God damn it, I'm going to say it. I saw somebody on Facebook's post, you know, like my sister, she's a fucking police officer in Kearney, Nebraska. And one, I know, like, yes, there is corrupt fucking cops. God damn it. I know there is. There's corrupt fucking boxing judges. There's corrupt fucking referees. There's corrupt. There's corrupt everything. There's fucking. You know, I'm a corrupt person when I'm on the archer range. I'm always trying to get a fucking an eight instead of a five.
That's the most accurate thing you've ever said.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't give a fuck. Preach. You know, there's corrupt fucking. There's liars.
Yeah.
There's fucking bad people out there. You know what I mean? There's fucking bad people out there. And yeah, there's bad cops. There's bad fucking whatever. Yeah,
bad teachers. Bad.
There's bad teachers, bad principals. There's
bad people in every profession. Whatever.
And there's racism. There is racism, right? That ain't going to go away. It ain't going to go away by fucking protesting. It ain't going to go away by fucking looting. It ain't going to go by saying defund this. Fuck that, dude. It's the main thing that's going to happen is quit watching the fucking news, people. Right? Live fucking life. Live your life.
Get outside.
Yeah, go enjoy your fucking life. Don't be fucking stuck in the motherfucking TV screen on some bullshit. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to rant, but like, God damn it. Like,
well, we're long past that.
I'm proud that my sister is a cop and she's been on the force for 10 years, dude. And I've never been so proud of my sister, right? Like, she, and like, even now, like, I'm more worried for her now than in this today's society than ever. You know what I mean? Like, but I, you know, like, I always give her a talk and I'm like, motherfucker gets that lie, slap that motherfucker. And I honestly, like, I told him, I said, man, I'm glad that you're not in a big city and dealing with this shit. You know, she's in a smaller town, but it doesn't matter. You know, it shit happens in some of the smallest, craziest towns, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I want to give a big prop out to my sister, Jen. She's serving the country or serving the force, first line. What do you call that? First line responders. What do you say? How do you say that?
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
That
first
works.
Line responder.
That works.
Thin blue line.
First
thin
responder.
Thin blue line. Yeah. My people. I support them. Like I said, hey, I'm a supporter of the cops, firemen, any first responder, and goddamn it, I'm a fucking big fan of our soldier and our military. So, okay.
Amen.
On to the next. Sorry, I had to just blow that up. Well, one thing just led to another. God damn. And I swear I haven't been drinking all that much. But anyways, Cody, what have you been up to, man?
Oh, nothing, man. Just hopefully shooting an antelope tomorrow. I'm going to try and get my bow sighted in a little bit tighter.
Nice. So, yeah, you need to go out there right now and start fucking practicing. So anyways.
Me and him both need to run
yeah,
down.
Yeah, y'all need to do something.
Down to no
I'm
limits.
Pretty happy on how my bow's shooting. Yeah. Honestly, though, it's because I went down there and I gave my bow to both professionals.
Yeah, and you've had no Aaron limits. Look at it.
And no, I just gave it to fucking...
Bo is the man.
Yeah, Bo is the fucking man.
He really is, dude.
I got to hit him up. He's been busy hunting and obviously working right now, but I really want him on the podcast because... Dude, the man
he's a wealth of knowledge when it comes
needs to get some fucking reckoning. And if he gets it on my podcast, well, then so
bro,
be it because he will get it, man.
He's not getting any recognition on this podcast. Come on, now.
Dog. People have motherfuckers.
He probably has more followers on Instagram.
I ain't fucking lying, dog. I ain't lying. Motherfuckers get it. Motherfuckers are no, I got 6 Patreons.
Patreon? Yeah, how many does Bo got? Does he got any Patreons?
Exactly. After this, after he steps
yeah,
on
after this, he
might get some. You know what I mean? But it's crazy because, you know, after Nestor's been on the podcast and shit, and it's just so crazy because you all know, and you guys all listen to Nestor and the fucking stories that he has. Dude, it's been such a blast with that guy. And I just, the feedback that I get from everybody, it's just like, dude, keep doing what you're doing. It's the shit, you know. And, you know, and that's what we just continue to keep doing. I will throw this out there. For all you patrons that are going to come on board and that are already a part of it, we are going to be doing, like, some secret podcast just for you guys, you know. So, you know, you guys pay for what you get. We're gonna throw
podcast
a little
after dark.
Yeah, we're gonna do some little nasty. But yeah, like tonight I'm gonna launch one tonight. We're gonna watch the main event and we're gonna talk about it, and we're just gonna kind of go with it. We're just gonna throw a little, you know, 30 minute thank you to you guys and get a little extra credit. Some maybe you're just driving to work doing a little something and you want to get that laugh, get that giggle, and be like, God damn, these guys are fucking stupid.
It's true.
But anyways, like, so, like I said, we got my boy from all the way from South Dakota, Rapid City. And
did you drive down just for this podcast?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm gonna pay for his gas.
There's nothing going on in South Dakota.
I came down to show Luke how to call in elk.
Damn. All right, that's fair.
You know.
I hope it works, dog. I swear to God, I hope I call your bluff. I really want it to happen.
I've been elk hunting one other time.
Yeah. And where was that? Montana?
Minnesota, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
No, Montana. Yep.
Yeah.
We went here, it's probably been 3 years ago.
Yeah, how was that? Was there a lot of wolves?
We seen tracks. We didn't see actually any wolves. Didn't hear any at night.
So I gotta give a shout out because I follow him on fucking the IG, and I know him. I don't really know him, but is it Backcountry? Something. I'll pull it up and whatever. But he's from Idaho. And they went out and shot a freaking bull, right? So he shot a nice bull, honestly. Great bull.
Oh, Backcountry Slim Shady.
The one that killed the wolf.
Oh, no. He just killed an elk with a stick bow.
Oh, yeah, no. AJ. So I know, that's wrong guy. I don't know that guy. But anyways, so this guy, he was trying to help his dad fill his tag, and he fucking shot a huge fucking big black wolf, dude. And dude, it was fucking awesome with this bow, dude.
That's crazy.
And fuck, I gotta fucking figure out who that he's he works with Leopold too, or Leopold. That's why. God damn, what the hell's his name? It wasn't too long ago. God damn, I want to say it's it's Zach Owens. That's who it is.
Oh yeah, yeah. Zach. He used
Zach.
What was the other thing? Him and Bam had a.
Yeah, him and Bam do shit. Yeah. I know all the time. I saw him at a trade show, and he was almost getting a fight at a bar one night, ATA or something, maybe Western Hunter. I don't know. He called, and I was like, man, come on, dude. These guys don't want to fight. But anyways, I don't know the whole story, but that's when I first saw him. And anyways, he saw this. He shot this big-ass black wolf, and I don't know if I can get on my big screen. I'm gonna try to
pay Zach rights.
I got Cody up here right now, so I how the fuck do I do that mirror image?
Screen mirroring.
How do I do it? Screen. Yeah, now it pops up.
I'm also Luke's IT tech supporter.
Yeah, he really is.
8039.
And anyways, check this out, Cody. This thing is fucking sweet, dude. Like I really want to shoot fucking one of these.
You need to check your emails.
Look at that.
Yeah, damn. 129 unread emails.
Look at that fucking black wolf, dude.
Holy crap.
Dude, so, that thing is huge. And Zach's not
where do you shoot this at?
Idaho. And Zach's not a small dude, dude. Zach's a big dude.
How does the tag work out for that?
I think you just buy over the counter.
Are they really?
Yeah. I get one every year when I go bear hunting.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. And look, I mean, just look at that thing, dude.
It's awesome.
I mean, and the way he did it was super fucking sweet. I gotta find it. The way he did it was pretty fucking sweet. Maybe it was on a story. Yeah, he probably did it on a story, and that's how I did.
They are some crazy, crazy animals.
He shot a. Oh, look at that bull he shot too. It's a pretty nice bull, and he shot that fucking crazy, huh?
Yeah, that's nuts.
That's sweet, dude. I'd full body mount. I would get a fucking life-size mount.
Well, those wolves they're not native to, I mean, I know that they're reintroducing the wolves, but they're like Canadian timber wolves that they're bringing down.
Yeah, they're like they're twice huge. The size
and,
of
yeah, yeah.
So, what used to be there. Like when we were, when me and Drew and Frank went down to British Columbia and we fucking got wolf tags too, right? When we were hunting spring bear. Dude, Jeff was driving us around. Literally, dude. The fucking alpha, like there was like 3-4 males or wolves came by the truck, like the road that we were driving. We had to slam the fucking, dude, the alpha came out last, big black ass fucking wolf, dude, huge. And Lander had a big red truck.
Why is it got to be black?
I know, right? Because he was a big black motherfucker, dog. And he
Debo
was,
wolf.
Dude, he literally made Debo look small as hell. Like, literally, I was like, holy shit, what is that, dude? It was like a horse, dude, swear to God. And
like the wolf from Green Mile?
Right.
Dude, it literally was bigger. Like, Lander's truck, his Dodge that he had was lifted a little bit with big-ass 35s, and it's towered his fucking hood.
That's crazy.
Dude. And I was like, hit that motherfucker, dude. I'll tag that bitch, dude. And Lander was like, holy shit, dude. And they took off running, dude. Hmm. Dude, it was crazy, dude. It was, and then we saw two set of wolves that fucking trip in a week. It was crazy, dude. I want to shoot one of those so bad, dude.
So we shot two that first year we were up at bear camp.
In Idaho?
Yep, with the rock slide crew. Ryan Avery shot the first one, which was, it was a female. It was a good size one. And then Jeff Brozovich went out a couple days later and shot the alpha male. And the difference in size, I mean... And it was just weird when you skinned them out. I mean, they're just all legs.
Really?
Teeth. I don't know if I could skin a deer or skin a wolf.
I mean, they probably stink, just like anything dude. Else.
It'd be like skinning your dog.
Nah, that's a fucking big-ass dog, bet, dude. That's a big-ass dog.
No, they're cool. I like wolves a lot.
Mowgli.
Yeah, right?
We got skinny codes, Mowgli, right here underneath my feet.
Yeah, wolves are crazy because they're, I mean, they hunt just for the thrill. They will thrill kill, and they kill a lot. I think a wolf kills between like 20 and 25 elk a year or something like that. I know they decimate.
Oh, I heard it. They kill.
No, per wolf.
Yeah. No, that's so what
you
I was saying.
You got a pack of, you know, yeah, a dozen or whatever. That's a.
Well, he found a herd.
It's horrible. Time. Yeah, it's horrible. It's crazy, and they wanted to bring that shit here to Colorado. I was like, hell no, I'm never going to kill an elk then.
Well, like I said, it's non-native. It's a Canadian timber wolf that they're
is
bringing
that gonna
down.
Is that going to happen, though?
I don't know. I don't know where that's at, honestly.
Well, I know that they...
It's on the ballot this year, isn't it?
Yeah, they're smoking the
November
elk population up in, you know, northern country, Montana, Idaho. I know they're losing a lot of elk to... I know that Yellowstone also, it, like, changes the way that, like, rivers flow. Because they end up killing so many animals that like the livestock doesn't, you know, feed the same, and like water runoff changes, and it like changes the whole countryside.
Yeah, I don't, fuck, dude, I don't know enough to talk about it. I don't want to say something and get fucking hate mail.
You don't know enough about anything, but you got your own podcast. I don't know why this would be any different.
Motherfucker, I know enough about a lot of things.
He knows a little about a lot.
But here's what I do know a lot about. Okay. I know that there's going to be some good-ass fights tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's a good card.
It's going to be a really good fucking card tonight.
It's a good card. No, it's...
I'm excited. I'm going...
Main card's
going
to be good.
I'm going to say it, like, Woodley's going to get beat up tonight.
Who?
Woodley.
Woodley is, you think? The funny thing is like, I know that Colby Covington is, like, all MAGA, and that's his whole, like, you know, persona.
Yeah.
Woodley went 100% the opposite. It was like Black Lives Matter.
I know.
For every single question. Hey, you know, how do you think you're going to do tonight? Black Lives Matter, so I'm going to do pretty whatever it was.
I know. And I watched that interview and I was like, God, dude, this is just this is not helping the cause.
No, for both of them. It's like so extreme for both sides that it's like, it's almost like a caricature of a fight.
I know. I'm just like, dude, this is too much. You know what I mean? Like, it is what it is, but I'm just. The reason I'm saying that, it's not because I'm left or right, blah, blah, blah. I'm talking about skill level and, like, where this fight's going to go.
Well, Colby Covington and Tyron Woodley used to be buddies. They used to train together.
Yeah.
And there is legit bad blood there. And, you know, if the old Tyron Woodley comes back, which we haven't seen in the last couple of fights.
I haven't seen it for a minute.
I mean, for those of you guys that don't watch MMA, Tyron Woodley got 44-50 in his last two fights.
Yeah.
And is a former champion.
But he's been a champ for a minute. Like, that's why I said, like, Woodley is fighting to stay in the game and fighting for his career. He's fighting for his job.
Well, the problem is he fights not to lose now.
Yeah, that's
he used to have that killer instinct where it was,
and
like,
that's gonna hurt.
I'm here to win, but now he's fighting not to lose, and that's where he's been.
And to say it, I've done it. Like, I've been there. Like, you want to make that extra money and you want to stay relevant in the game. That does not get you fucking nowhere, dude. You got to go for broke, and you got to go in there for the win. You got to go in there for the fucking stoppage.
So you think Colby wins?
I think Colby wins because Colby is still obviously younger and more hungrier, and
his output is next level.
Yeah, dude.
I think that's going to be the deciding factor. And
Woodley's going to be against the cage, I promise you.
Dude, I didn't realize that Woodley looks a lot bigger on TV, but when I saw him squaring off, Colby's actually the bigger
fighter.
Colby's
big. Colby's huge, though. Colby's I shouldn't say big, but he's bigger than him. He's like fucking 3-4 inches fucking taller than him.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big deal.
What do you think about Nico Price and Cowboy?
Man, as much as I would love to see Cowboy fucking win. I don't know, man. I want him to win. I would, just because, you know, he just had his new fucking son. And
Riot.
I know, dude. That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, how do you not like Cowboy, dude? Like, he has cool-ass fucking names. He has Danger and fucking Riot.
No, definitely a fan favorite. No, I've been a fan of Cowboy
Dude. You know, he's my dog. And
pre-WEC days.
After this podcast, I'm going to reach out to – or after his fight, I'm going to reach out to him and – see when he's coming back, because he always comes back and visits his grandma and shit here in Colorado. I'm going to see if he can come out and drink some fucking Budweiser with me and fucking get on the fucking podcast with us and have some good times.
Hopefully he gets a win. It'd be nice for him. Nico Price, man, that dude is seriously like a wounded animal every time he fights.
I know, but like, he's
you
fucking...
cannot count that dude out. I mean, he upkicked James Vick for a knockout.
Dude, he yeah.
Just lost to Luque, but Luque is a tough
dude. Luque's fucking really that's why I say, like, this is a fucking dangerous fight for him. Like, I know the UFC still loves Cowboy, and but like Cowboy's in a fucking in a predicament that he got to just literally fight for his life right
and
now.
He's,
Cowboy just fought not too long ago, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah,
he's every card. Fight.
Yeah,
every
fight. Just not fights, too long ago. Dude. But like,
he's
going
to have to kill Nico though, because I mean that dude is not. He's not going to stop.
Yeah, it's going to be. In fact, maybe that's the fight we start with. I don't know what fight that is.
That's
I'm just
co-main.
I'm just. It is.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Yep.
So yeah, for all you patrons want to hop on, we're going to be doing this. Hopefully, a lot more fights and just a whole lot of different things. Little bit more bonus episodes. It'll be about 30 minutes is all it is going to be. But maybe it fucking gets a little carried away. Who knows? It might be longer. I don't know. I never thought I would do a fucking 3-hour podcast. And goddamn it, the last couple have been just on. Yeah,
the last
on.
One with Nestor was 3.5 hours.
I was like, Nestor, we got to quit drinking and talking,
and
man.
It's always Thursday nights, dude. Oh, we need to stop that, man.
We did good this week.
Yeah, because we still drink after. I mean, after the podcast stops and the camera stop, dude, it's like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
before
dude.
We finally have to tell people to leave.
Dude, I got to literally tell them, I got to get the fuck out of here,
Luke
bro.
Has kids. I got work. We got stuff to do in like 2 hours.
Dude, it's fucking miserable on Friday afternoon. Dude. Friday afternoon, I'm supposed to go fucking spar with the guys, and I'm like, fuck no, dude.
Sweating pure alcohol.
Yeah, dude, it's horrible. And he wants to drink tequila to boot, too.
I say, is that what you got over there?
Yeah,
is
dude. Honestly, on his end, though, it's pretty fucking good, man. That tequila is fucking good.
Let me pass it over here. Let's see what you
it's,
got.
It's good, especially with that with the mixer with ice and Kill Clip.
How do you pronounce that?
Espanol.
Let me see.
El Espanol.
Espanol.
No. The whitest guy you know.
You're fucking
the
trying to
Hispanic.
Set me up, Cody.
You're the worst Mexican I know. Here,
take a shot. We're going to take this shot. You don't got to fill it all the way. Just a little bit. Get your whistle wet. We on here. Let's just, this. I'll say it. This one, what's that shot for? Take a shot.
Hopefully so you all shoot right. Something tonight.
Yeah.
Say, what's that shot for?
This shot is for our fallen.
Ooh. Pretty good, huh?
It's not bad.
Could you imagine having a cold and fucking on ice?
Cleans up your nasal sinus.
I'm going to take this shot. This one. Ooh. This one's for America. Fucking true patriots. Now, what are you doing?
What?
Give me that, Cody.
I know.
Shit.
You pussy.
You want a chingada? I got all warmed and fuzzy right there, man. That's fucking good.
It's good tasting.
It is good.
I
ain't gonna lie.
I normally like tequila, but I'd say that my extent. He's going to be puking and pissing in the corner.
You know what I mean? It's just like, take that shit. What's that one for, Code?
Hopefully so we kill something this weekend.
Yeah. All right, you really want to go in tomorrow?
Yeah. We got one day left.
I got to call Nestor then.
I missed my goat by like 2 inches. I got to redeem myself.
They should come into a lot more of a decoy. Right.
Cheers to killing something.
I've got one of those Ultimate Predator too. Decoys.
Yeah, nice. Yep. We'll use them. Smooth, huh? Not bad. Don't be puking on my goddamn mic, dog.
No, that's not bad.
It's not bad, huh? It's good.
It'll put hair on your boo-boo.
Yeah, definitely.
What we got here? Tin cup shot glass?
Yeah, that's the one, my little tin cup glass. So anyways, man, talk to us, man. Tell me, what do you got coming up for this fall in South Dakota? You got anything crazy going to happen?
Well, hopefully I come back in December and hunt with Nestor here in Colorado.
Oh, you're coming back to hunt?
Yep.
Cool.
Late season rifle, just a call mark.
Fuck, that'll be cool.
I was supposed
still.
To do it last year, but my transmission blew up in the truck.
I remember that.
You should call Luke.
What's that?
You should call Luke. He's an excellent mechanic.
Hey, I didn't say I was an excellent mechanic, but I did feel
my transmission.
I did definitely feel like a motherfucking... Well, I feel like I could take the manifold.
I got grease on my hands.
Yeah,
Did you come home and show your wife?
Oh, dude, I was like, babe, look, I made it, dog.
Pants off, honey.
Dude,
about to get man shit in here.
Yeah, I got fucking.
I'm a mechanic. I smell like diesel fuel.
I got the fucking flex capacitor running.
Yeah, I'm sure Luke could have fixed my piston in my transmission.
There you go. I was going to let the piston out on you, motherfucker. That's what I was doing, dog. I was hoping. I was like hoping so bad. So when these guys got here today, you got here last night.
Yeah, I got here.
Cody got here today because we had the podcast scheduled. But so before we hopped on the podcast, we fucking holla at your boy. Grab me one too. No, I'll take whatever. I'm at that point.
Come.
I'm at that point, dude. The King of Beers will crush Coors Light, bro.
I don't care. You left. Bro. Can we get in on this? This is how much he's leaving to waste.
No. It's hot, dude.
It's because you drink it like a puss, dude.
Come on, dude.
Yo, is that hot?
No, you're a pussy.
Come on. Like, you put those together.
I said, grab me one because I know after this drink, I'm going to need another one. And you had the cooler little lid open.
Sure.
Is that not right?
It is now that I called you out.
I don't give a fuck if I get called out. I'm drinking this motherfucker.
What are you hunting up in South Dakota this year?
We got quite a few archery tags, so just like whitetail and muley. And then I've got a muzzleloader, late season muzzleloader tag for whitetail or muley. But
why didn't you invite us?
Hey, so check this out, Cody.
Out-of-staters got to apply by like April.
Oh. Yeah, check this out. So he had a doe tag only in what 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I had a 2 week long doe tag that's like in city limits, so it's like 15 minutes from my house.
That's like when you know that fucking they're overpopulated, right?
Yeah,
like,
yep.
It's the retard tag.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like
you can shoot it straight up on Main Street. Yeah, South
right?
Dakota.
Like, so it'd be sweet, right? So he went out and he was like, I'm going to go shoot one. He filmed it. I saw it. And a fucking two big-ass bucks
come walking, like 17 yards and stop broadside. They're eating, heads down. I'm like, oh, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, dude. Ain't that some shit?
I seen one shootable doe in the 5 days that I hunted.
I almost smacked a 5x5 bull the other day when I was driving.
Really? Where at?
You didn't hammer down? Just
no, over in Loveland.
I wouldn't either. That's a nice-ass truck you got.
Dude.
You got full coverage, don't you?
Yeah, I do, actually. Yes. Dude, I hit a deer. I hit a deer probably 4 years ago, my little Tacoma.
Uh-huh.
I got a little 04 Tacoma. And it was funny because I'd shot this bull the day before, and it was the night before, and I ran back to camp, and this was like third season, and I couldn't get anybody to come and butcher it up and carry it out, drag it out.
Luke.
Yeah, Luke.
I was busy.
And so everybody in my camp, I mean, they're already hammered because they had already tagged out early in the day. I tagged out right before nightfall, and they were like, no, just leave it. You know, if this was archery season, it'd be there all night anyway, and, you know, no big deal.
Yeah.
Well, we go back the next day. We pack it out and everything. Take it down to the butcher, and he's like, man, I detect a smell. So I'm like, oh, no, dude. I just shot this elk.
Yeah.
I spined this dude from, like, 300 yards. You know, watched him drag his legs for 5 minutes before, you know, he finally kicked it. So I was kind of bummed anyway. I thought I was losing some meat. We're driving back to my, you know, to camp or whatever. I swear to God, this stupid deer, dude, jumps out of this river. I'm driving next to a river from 10 feet away, jumps out, gets smacked by my truck. I watch this fool, 720, and I'm like, cool, because, you know, I got knives everywhere. I mean, I'm like, I'm getting a roadkill tag too, right? No, this idiot jumps up, literally runs straight up a mountain. I get out and look at my truck, dude. I'm like missing headlights, dude. I had to replace a front fender on it, dude. Just trashed my truck and then left. It's like, great.
Yeah, that's when you call USAA or fucking State Farm, your friend.
Call Jake, State Farm from Jake.
Yeah. What are you wearing, Jake?
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully you got some camo. Come out here and stab this deer with me. But now that's why I always got a big ass knife in my truck, just for that reason. Because if
I am a Bowie knife,
if I'm gonna hit something, it's gonna jack on my truck. You better believe I'm gonna stab that full up and eat him for the rest of the year,
dude. All I'm saying is
that goes for you protesters too.
All I'm saying is, fucking this on Foxton right here, dude. Watch it now, like,
oh, dude.
They're every fucking where. I'm begging for a fucking elk.
I want to get an Estes. I want to get an Estes Park tag.
I know.
Just
right?
Go out on that on the golf course, dude. They got monsters out there because
Evergreen
and everybody
dude,
feeds
Evergreen
them
too. Evergreen has them up here too in the golf
course.
Always,
yeah,
dude. There's big ass bulls. It's a funny story. Like me and my cousins, we went out in September and we did a golf deal. My brother came down and I think Justin was with us. KT was with us. I don't know. It was like a foursome. And I said, man, let's go to Evergreen because there's a bunch of elk. Fucking, I want to see them bugling. And let's play. Dude, there was fucking a one hole where there was fucking cows all over the tee box. And then we're like scaring them away, right? And we got them away a little bit. And I swear to God, dude, I got the worst slice in history. Swear to God, dude. I fucking tee off and I was like, oh, there's the fairway. I fucking scoot. I suck at golf, period, right? And I literally teed off. And I swear to God, my slice went so fucking south. I smoked this cow straight in the ass, dude. Straight in the ass at fucking probably 30 yards. She thought she fucking got shot. I guarantee you, dude. It fucking slew like this. It went, and my cousin goes, oh, shit. I'm just, if it would have hit that cow in the head, we would have been fucked, bro. A fucking cow would have been seizuring on the fucking hill, dude. I'd have been like, oh, fuck, let's go. But yeah, dude, I hit this motherfucking
cow. Not like loading up a cow elk in a golf cart.
Yeah, seriously.
Right? I was like,
you've hit more
fuck?
Cows with golf balls than you have with arrows?
Plain and simple, dude. I've hit more cows.
More lethal
with
golf
fucking
ball.
A golf ball at a club.
I didn't know Matthews made golf clubs.
Yeah, seriously. Titleist. Call Titleist. We need a Titleist sponsor.
Yeah, right? I know, huh? But yeah, so it's all been good. I don't know, man. What else? What else you want to talk about, man? What I want to talk about here is, okay, we went out shooting today. Somebody owes me some motherfucking props.
Yeah,
for what? You beat both of us, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey, a win's a win, motherfuckers.
It's like beating up on children at the playground. Hey, you want props for that? Congratulations.
Hey. Fuck it, I'll do it.
You're the champion of the playground.
Hey, literally, I don't win a whole lot, so when I do, I got to fucking
you shoot with fucking Snyder. It's like...
Yeah, I know.
You bring in the special needs kids to win.
Hey, I'm not going to lie, dude. I'm not going to lie. That's what people don't understand is, like, I am lucky enough to shoot with the guys like Snyder. Even Frank, dude. Frank's really fucking good. Like Trevin Outback, dude. I gotta give him big
Trevin
props.
Just shot his mule.
Fucking big ass,
dude. That
was
well, good.
He went out to Wyoming first. Yeah, I gotta give him big shout out too, man. Because I'm, man. One day I hope I get a fucking tag like he got.
Oh,
man,
that moose tag would be
right. So, my boy from Trevin, he's from Outback Outdoors. He's the one that I've lost. I've lost money to him, too. Fuck. Who haven't I lost money to? Oh, yeah, these motherfuckers that are sitting right here.
You lost all your gear to me, son. I don't know what you're clowning about. You're on my podcast.
We're in Cody's studio.
Thank you.
Anyways, so we're fucking doing this. What the fuck was I just talking about?
Trevin.
Oh, fuck, man. Geez. I'm sorry, dog. I'm like 7-8 beers in, dog. I'm a little happy. I'm happy because I beat y'all, motherfuckers.
His math is a bit
and
off.
A shot. Can I say a shot? Can I say a shot?
I had a shot, too.
So, anyways, can I do a body shot on you?
No.
Can we put that on the IG?
Yeah. Let's put you on the table, dog. Let me do a body shot.
Let her run down my back, and you can
come
take
on,
it right
dude.
Out of
photo
the crack
labs,
of my ass.
Photo labs will do it. Get
for the
tons
Patreon.
Of followers.
This is what you get. This is the exclusive content you get when you're a Patreon.
Oh, we went 6-5-3.
Jerry's going to take his shirt off, and Luke's going to take shots out of his ass crack.
It's the brown moon.
I'll do it for a fucking $10 Patreon, dog. I ain't scared.
I got $10. I'll be your Patreon, bro.
I'll fucking pay $20 not to.
$25. That's where it's at. My Patreon go for $5, $10, 25 and 100.
I drove from fucking South Dakota for this shit.
It's a good time, baby. But anyways.
What's wrong with me, everybody?
Back to Trevin, man. I got to fucking holler my boy,
Speaking of the brown moose, yeah, back to Trevin.
So, Trevin, he shot a once-in-a-lifetime moose here. You could only get drawn once near Colorado.
Once for a bull tag. Yes.
Bull tag.
Once in a Shire's lifetime. Bull. That means.
And that was archery, too. That's impressive.
Yep.
Because I've shot with Trevin. He's not that good.
No, he's better than you, motherfucker. Trevin. No, he's better. He's good.
No, Trevin
like, Trevin,
good.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
didn't Trevin get third in the big
No. Oh, all right, no, hang on. Because that was a team competition.
My question was, did he not get third?
On a team competition.
I'm about to say yes.
Here's the thing. I would have taken third if I had his partner.
If it's in butts were... What the hell is that called?
I don't know.
Butts were candy no, and so, nuts.
I don't know if you would have.
So, no, he did take third.
I don't know if you would have.
I think he beat Luke by two points. And I think that I was shooting within five of him that weekend. So I would have. Eat a dick.
Either way, Luke.
Just eat a nut?
Put some nuts in your mouth, Luke.
Hey, so.
These nuts.
Hey, if. What is this company right now? Cashew?
I don't know.
We got Signature Select whole cashews roasted and salted.
Yeah, bought them at King Super. Or no, we Safeway. Did
not. Safeway in Conifer.
Yeah, I just bought them. And I was like, man, this is going to be nice.
Our new sponsor.
Yeah, I like them. Why would you close that lid right now when you know I just opened that bitch up? Anyways, Trev, man, lifetime bull, dude. I'm so happy for you because it wasn't even a small bull, dude. That thing was huge, dude.
Should have taken you with it so you could use that Instagram.
Wow. I know, dude. For fucking Shirish Moose. Fucking proud of you, dude. I'm very happy. Dude, what, 2 weeks before that, you shot a big-ass muley in Wyoming, too. So, God damn it, dude. I'm proud of you, man. Keep it up.
He's on a roll.
Keep hammering.
What's up with bear tags this year? Did you get a bear tag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you gonna shoot one?
Here's the deal, dude. I'm not gonna be able to go. Because
of Gaethje's fights?
Yeah, dude. They're taking us fucking like 2 weeks before fight, dude, because we have to quarantine.
First world problems, bro.
Dude, it's so fucking bullshit, though, dude, because he don't fight till the 25th or 24th, right?
24th, yeah, 24th. Yeah.
Like, we're less than 6 weeks out now.
Holy shit.
And I ain't gonna bullshit. I ain't gonna lie. My boy looking good, yeah. Dog. I ain't gonna say. Gray. Huh. The first couple weeks you came in to start filming, he was like, you were like, oh, man, this guy's gonna fucking fight a Russian. He's gonna fucking do it.
But who's he like, wrestling with right now? Is he like, Usman? Like, I know Usman's still here.
No, Usman's gone right now.
Is Deacon back?
Nope, Deacon's gone right now. But
oh, so it's you?
No,
no, that's definitely his punching bag.
No, it's definitely not me, dude. He has who's who here. He's doing his deal. The guy that I got to give fucking props to that's been there from start to bottom is Jet Banks, dude. Carrington Banks.
Start to bottom.
Whatever. I promise you, if Justin wins, and if Justin doesn't give this guy, Carrington, money too, I'll give money for him. Ain't going to be a lot, but I'll give him some money.
We've got at least six Patreons.
Yeah. Hey, you know what
I mean? We're not rolling.
Hey, but I promise you.
We've got at least $30 for your ass.
We're going to beat a Russian. We're going to go in there and represent. I promise you right now, as of right now, 6 weeks out, maybe 5 weeks out now, before we go fight, United States goes and fucking fights the undefeated fucking Khabib. 28? No, nobody can fucking even touch this dude.
28 or 29? Is he 29?
He might be 29 now.
Or is this 29?
No, this is 29. 29. Okay. Yeah, okay. He's 28. No.
Now, this
Gaethje is going to fucking give him the fight of his life.
I know that obviously I'm biased because, you know, we're friends with Gaethje or whatever. But I think this is probably one of the most exciting lightweights, especially lightweight title fights, that there's been in a minute. I'm really excited for this fight.
A long time since. Well,
here's the thing, dude. Khabib's boring to watch. And to have somebody so exciting like Justin, but to have Khabib status, dude, in Moscow, dude, this motherfucker is royalty.
Well, here's the thing, is that obviously nobody's been able to beat Khabib. I mean, he's 28-0. And for the opportunity to not only take the title away from you know, anybody is exciting, but when you're fighting somebody that's 28-0 that nobody, I mean, everybody has basically been dominated.
Yeah.
And on paper, Gaethje is a problem for this dude.
Well, that's what I'm, that's what, you know, I say this over and over, and I fucking wanted to push this fucking down and talk about MMA, but we just hop in this motherfucker. But hey, listen, Gaethje comes to fucking fight. And as all you already know, that it's fucking past and present, whatever the fuck you want to say, look at Tony Ferguson's fight. How many, before this fight even happened, look at all the fucking victims of Tony Ferguson.
Oh, he was 8 or 9 on an 8 or 9 winning streak before he fought Gaethje.
Dude, he fucking made people's face look like hamburger helper.
Yeah. Right, no.
Literally.
Just, yeah, mashed hamburger.
But what people, especially the casuals, don't understand is that Gaethje is a Division I All-American, and you've never seen it.
Well,
that dude is a fantastic wrestler that absolutely pieces people up on the feet.
And here's the thing, like, so I'm going to give you guys a little insight on this whole fucking deal. Gaethje, every fight he has used his wrestling, and people don't use it because you don't think it's fucking locking up, collar tie, and wrestling. When he has been taken down by fucking
Michael Johnson.
Michael Johnson. But you see what he does.
Was immediately back up.
Yeah, he gets, like, it's a scramble. It's what he does. Is Khabib going to take Justin down? Fuck yes, he is. I don't know when it's going to happen, but he will. Is he going to hold Justin down? No.
Right.
No, he won't. It's going to be a tug-of-war fight. I promise you, when you see Khabib fucking get frustrated on after he takes Justin down and he can't hold it and he has to get fucking punched in the fucking face 2 to 3 times to come in to get that shot, it's not going to be pretty, guys. Well, it's not going to be pretty. We're going to be off the cage. He's going to try to keep Justin on the cage, and that's his only hope. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Justin right now is training for fucking America. For America. Fucking America.
This is Rocky 3.
This is straight up Rocky. No, not Rocky 3.
Yeah.
This is not Rocky 3.
Rocky 3 is with the Russian.
With Drago?
Yeah, is that 3? I thought it was 4.
3 or 4.
First one, he loses to Apollo. Second one, he wins Apollo. Third is the Russian.
All right, so who's Rocky 4th? 3.
What?
Who's 4th? Tommy Gunn?
4th is...
I thought that was 5.
I don't know. Dude, there's like...
I don't know. I don't know. 11 Rockies, but honestly, right? So like, I got to give big props out to my boy, Justin Gaethje, because fucking meeting the president of the fucking Trump.
Meet me Trump, dude.
Dude, getting fucking talked about him, dude, by the president of the United States, dude.
That's crazy.
Like, whether you like Trump or whatever, it's the president of the United States. And for somebody to fucking pep talk him and talk about, hey, I'm going to put money on my motherfucking boy.
That's nuts.
You know what I mean?
That's nuts. Yeah.
Like, hey, awesome. I could bet on Gaethje. Why wouldn't I bet on him?
Yeah.
You know? Like, to me, I don't know, dude. I like I said, I'm not trying to persuade anybody to fucking change their vote, but hey. Come on, America. Hey, no, I just fucking fucked you. But, like, honestly, like, to get a fucking compliment in your name, right? a name pop from the president of the United States.
To get you at least drop, like, hey, Trump, you heard of GU yet? Or,
yeah,
you like podcasts, bro?
Yeah. Here's a Gladiators Unleashed hat.
You think what I do is cool, man? You should listen to my buddies.
Hey, Tom, we got $100 patrons.
Yeah.
I was talking shit to Cam Haynes on Instagram the other day because he was on Joe Rogan again.
Well, why wouldn't he?
I was like, damn. Kim Haynes, you're in Colorado every 2 weeks and you still can't stop by for a podcast.
Well,
what's up, bro?
Here's the thing with Kim. Kim, my dog, dude. Kim's cool, and I don't give a fuck.
Well, anybody says.
People are going to hate this podcast. I'm just telling you right now. With you.
Eating the fucking steak.
I really like.
Listen, the cashew fuck sponsor pays more than all you six fucking patrons. And I'm just playing. Listen. Cam Haynes. Why the fuck
I'm
would
I'm paying
it?
Patreon not to chew into your not fucking to chew my nuts.
Listen, motherfucker, this is a monthly due, dude. So hey. You better throw your debit card on that motherfucker.
No, I'm paying for this month.
No, okay. Listen, Cameron Haynes, like anybody who ever wishes to be on Joe Rogan wishes they could be on Joe Rogan. Why would not Cam be on Joe Rogan? They're fucking boys, man. It'd be like any of my boys fucking coming up here, like, feel lucky you get a shoot at my range here. In GU.
Feel lucky. Oh, my God.
Like, you see how weak ass.
Do you hear you hear Hollywood over here?
Feel I'm just saying.
Feel lucky you get to come to my range. You get to be in my studio that you
You're
built.
In the presence
you get
of
to
royalty.
Shoot on my
you
range that?
That
you helped set up. Oh,
listen,
man.
Listen.
Listen,
hey, Patreons, listen, $50, dude. You can take my spot right now. Not monthly, a one-time fee.
Listen, Linda.
Listen, oh, Jerry's looking at his wallet.
He wants to get on it. Yeah, people will beg to
you
be
can,
on this.
You can be as internet famous as me right now.
Hey,
Jerry.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, you saw.
Ooh.
Hey, you saw. You saw.
I'm working at the negotiation. Hey. $50 is a bit much.
Hey, listen. So it was cool seeing Rogan and Cam fucking shooting. Dude, don't get me wrong, dude. Those guys are cool as fuck. But
hey, how's it feel to know that you got a better studio than Joe Rogan does now?
Nah, dude, it's cool, man. But you know, I'm gonna tell you right now, for all the people that are listening, in the next 30 days, a transformation is gonna happen.
More work for me, yeah. Yay.
I don't know about that, but it's gonna happen. I want it done right, so I'm gonna get it done right.
So we're not
so,
hiring.
So what do you mean? What do you mean you're not doing it, Luke? You gonna put on your big boy overalls and pretend you're a handyman too?
No, hey, dog, he's a mechanic now.
I'm a
now,
fucking
God
mechanic, dog.
He's a mechanic now. He's not Jeez. A carpenter.
But
we're calling walls to walls.
So I got
supposed to be here.
A big transformation going on. It's gonna be cool, man. Here's the thing, man.
We're putting in a urinal in the corner. No further ado. Luke's not gonna have to pee in cuffs on and set them on the desk anymore.
I wish, right? That was it.
We're gonna cut a hole in the wall, a little glory hole for Luke to stick his Peter in. Well, he's not pissing all over the carpet
come
anymore.
Up and be like, ooh, look, a little gummy worm.
Here's the thing. What I'm talking about, Cody, you'll be the first one to be like when I called you. I said, hey, man, I'm going to do a podcast, and I'm going to need some help because I know you're Mr. Motherfucking Handyman. I have my shop.
And I said, no. I said, no. And he said, no.
And I
said, just come here and talk shit. And I said, oh, cool.
And
I'm in.
I said, listen, I wouldn't mind having you be my little guy part of it and do it, and let's just run with it. And I didn't know if I was going to get 3 downloads, 20 downloads, 100 downloads. Like, honestly.
What are we going to, 26 episodes?
Yep, this will be number 26.
I for sure thought you would have been canceled by now. For
sure. And I fucking said, and Cody goes, yeah, man, let's do it. You helped me. We were in the middle of winter doing this fucking place, right?
Sure.
And I got to give props to my boy Zulu because he helped me out too. Walls helped me out too. And you and honestly, I would never thought I would be on episode 26 right now and have fucking patrons want to fucking listen to more and having 30,000 downloads on Podbean right now. That's not even counting iTunes, man. Like, iTunes
Spotify.
Is kill.
Spotify.
And now on
right
Spotify.
Now?
Amazon.
You listen to Spotify?
Yeah, dude.
With your $110 million for Joe Rogan Spotify?
Yeah, dude.
Hit us up.
But
any codes on IG.
We'll take $1 million. We don't need the hundo. It's one million.
Whoa. But here's the thing.
It's
like,
not crazy yet, dog.
Hey, hold on.
You're at 50.
I just bought you out. Yes, we will take $1 million.
Yes.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I would never imagine us drinking beer or whiskey or tequila and having the best time of fucking people on my podcast of just telling stories. The guys that listen to this, man, you guys are the true fucking troopers, man. That fucking can relate to fucking guys like me, because I know you guys are me. And if anybody can fucking do it, if I can do it, you all can do it too. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's a rocky shit.
Yeah, seriously.
If I could do it, if hey, listen, you all could do it.
And Luke is 100% honest. If Luke can do anything, believe me, you can do it.
Nope. It is. But I've had some great help getting here, guys. I'm not going to lie, man. It's been tough. Like, I have had Gladiators Unleashed for fucking going on my 6th year. I've done a lot of trade shows, a lot of money coming out. I've had great business partners. Greg Bradbury's one that's been my dog for fucking ever and
from
still my
day
gambling.
One. Greg is the man. Greg is, you need a shout out because we haven't done you yet. If it wasn't for you,
he's
none
more
of
than
this
$100
would be possible. You are the ultimate patron. You're the man, Greg.
And second, like, just guys like, well, let's just say Kafara for one, man. Like, dude, Aaron, fuck, dude. And I told him I wouldn't let him down, and I haven't yet. I don't think, right? Like, I told him.
I wouldn't
him.
Say you've, yeah. you've put him up. But
I know. I definitely haven't let him down, man. Like, this is what I'm saying is, like, I am literally have been there from day one, and I still try to help him, and I still promote their packs. But God damn it, dude. Killing shit with the bow is hard. I need to go rifle sponsor only. And,
Speaking of,
well, yeah, we're in the talks, and man, I'm telling you right now, if you don't jump on this, if you don't beat them out, it's going to be a big fucking sponsor, rifle sponsor coming in our way, and I'm pretty happy about this, man. We'll see. I don't know. I don't want to give out too much, but I'm telling you right now, GU needs a motherfucking rifle sponsor. Muzzle loader works too, dog. You know?
There's any private ranches that want to sponsor?
Yeah, maybe.
Anyone that's got elk in cages?
Private landowner.
Maybe not only that, but maybe just a fucking high fenced area wants to donate a hunt. No, we're having fun. I'm telling you right now, like, I enjoy everything I do, and I don't give a fuck. I'm not trying to be an Aaron Snyder, a fucking GM.
You're definitely not. You're not even close to trying to be that.
No, I promise you, I'm not. That's I'm good, not yeah. a fucking Jim Shockey.
No, you're not.
I am
you're not.
Fucking,
okay.
I am me, dude. And I fucking, like today, like I told you when we hiked into this fucking spot, I said, bro, we're not hiking. You're not going to fucking break a sweat. We're cool, bro. We're good. Like, it was awesome, huh?
It was fun. I mean, it's...
Hey, and guess what?
You guys sat on the truck and glass on the side of the road or what?
Glass.
And it would have been different if there wasn't shit in there. There's elk poop everywhere.
Oh, yeah. There's. I mean, it's where the elk are. It's like we're not trying to, you know, fluff it up more than it is. Like,
yeah,
this is where the elk are. This is where we're going
to
hunt.
And I get to hunt private land.
You just need Aaron to shoot something for you so you can take pictures around
I need to fucking have an animal come in, period. You know what I mean?
Well, you need to not be picky and just shoot the rags that come in on September 8th.
September 9th, it was one. I'm not going to lie.
Should have smoked him. Now you're going to be hungry. Now I got to feed you for the rest of the winter.
Yeah, I don't know. but here's the thing. So, timeout. I wanted to do this. So, stop hunting. Stop archery, because we all suck at it. Y'all suck at it, because I beat y'all. Okay? Here's the deal. I need to know, Cody. You got Cody tonight, Woodley. Who do you got?
You mean Colby?
Colby.
And Woodley? Colby.
All right, you got Colby.
Are we putting money on this?
Listen, Linda. Just listen.
Linda, okay. Listen.
All right, South Dakota. If you have to fight one.
Oh, shit.
Right? If you have to fight one and hunt with one. Ready? You got Randy Couture. What the fuck? You got Randy Couture, and you got, oh, I'm going to say, Ronda Rousey. Go.
So I have to hunt with one? What's my other option?
Fight one.
Yeah. All right, straight up right now, I would fight Randy Couture. Yeah. And I would put it on Ronda Rousey. I would give her these hands like she has never seen before.
What are you talking about? You got to fight one or hunt with one?
I know. I just told you. I put my hands on Ronda Rousey. I beat that ass like she owes me money.
Okay, you already said that.
Yo, wait.
Okay, so you're saying you're going to fucking fight Ronda.
How are you going to throw out Ronda Rousey and Randy Couture like they're in the same? I will get
my ass beat by Ronda Rousey any day of the week.
Ronda Rousey, you can catch these hands, bro. I'll let Ronda put those hands on me.
Right. She can put hands on me. That's fine.
Here's the deal. Okay, so timeout. So you're a big fan of fucking MMA, right, Cody?
Of course.
Okay, you got fucking O'Malley.
Okay.
O'Malley.
Sugar Sean.
Right?
Yep. I like Sugar
O'Malley,
Sean.
Right? You got Malley, right? And you got Corey Sandhagen.
Ooh, that's a good fight, dude. I actually wanted to see that fight. That is a great fight.
You got both those motherfuckers right now, right? So listen, you're going to party with one and fight one.
I'd rather party with Sean. Because you know that fool is just, he gets retarded. You know that. But I wouldn't want to fight Corey.
Ooh, really?
I wouldn't want to.
Yeah, it'd be fast. We're good. Greg, we good, man? What's up? Okay, cool. And then, so you're saying you're going to fight Corey?
No, I would rather probably fight Sean than Corey.
Are you going to party with Corey?
I'd party with Corey.
You bitched out, you pussy.
Well, I think
Sugar Sean would be a blast to party with. Yeah. I mean, he's awesome just to watch in the ring, but I think he'd be fun to party with.
Both of their last two outings were not very indicative of who they are as fighters.
No.
Sugar Sean got kicked in his leg and had to be carried on a stretcher. Sugar Sean fucking bitched out. I'd probably fight that fool first. but Corey Aljo looked really good.
Yeah, but it was a choke, and a choke. You all both know a choke fucking happened, period.
No, they do. They do, but hey, here's the thing, and this is why I learned jiu-jitsu, is you can never accidentally submit somebody. Anybody's got a puncher's chance, but you're never going to accidentally choke me out. It will not happen.
Well, you can accidentally get somebody's back, though.
Oh, you can do that, but...
And that's what happens.
Still work. You still got to put in work.
Yeah. Either way, it's crazy. Here's my deal.
I'd rather fight Sugar Sean than Corey.
I'm gonna fucking party with Ronda, and I'm gonna fight Randy.
What?
Listen.
No, wait, hold on. There wasn't partying. It was hunting.
Okay. Well, either way. So when I hunt, I'm gonna get him fucked up. I'm gonna hunt with Ronda then. Okay.
Why? Because she's got no hands. She's got no head movement.
Listen, I'm gonna fight Randy because I'm gonna get a big paycheck from Randy.
No, right? No. This is street fight. This is street fight.
Shut the fuck up. This is my rules. And I'll fucking say whatever the fuck I want. Listen, I'm gonna fucking fight Randy. I'll fucking take that fucking loss. Ain't my first. Ain't my loss. Last, right? But guess what? I'm gonna hunt with Ronda.
Why?
Right? Listen.
Listen.
She's a fucking millionaire, right?
So is Randy.
Listen, nah, not like Ronda. Yeah, but
they were both in
not the Not like Ronda. Not like Ronda. Listen, and one, I ain't gay, because guess what? I might fucking beat those kids later.
No, you're not. Travis Brown would fuck you up, too. You're going to get beat up by Randy Couture, and then you're going to get beat up by Travis Brown.
No, you're going to get beat up by Randy Couture, and Ronda. Ronda's going to outshoot you.
And I might kill something with
this
her.
This is like eight assholes.
No, Ronda's going to kill something. You're going to be pulling that bitch out.
So then I'm going to go Corey and fucking... O'Malley, right? I get a fucking party with one, and I get a fucking fight one, right? So here's my deal. I have already fucking partied with Corey, and I like Corey, dude. Corey's fucking the most quietest fucking dude ever, but he is a fucking hoot, dude, partying. He's like fucking fun as fuck. I've known this kid when he was a fucking high schooler, believe it or not.
Yeah, high school basketball player.
And I'm going to party with Corey.
Dude, guess what? That's a great fight. I would love to see Sugar Sean and Corey go.
Yeah. And guess what? All I got to do is foot stomp fucking O'Malley and O'Malley.
You're done.
I don't give a fuck.
Couple
I,
of those low calories. You know what I'm saying? Like, over.
I
don't give a
fuck. I'll fucking do it. But, you know, on that note, man, my boy Gaethje coming up in, what, 5-6 weeks. We're about 5 weeks out.
When do you leave out
for the fight? So that's what I was just getting to. I think I fucking changed the subject on this whole
thing. We're going to have to do a lot of really? Podcasts.
Really? You chase squirrels on this podcast?
I'm going to take the podcast booth because I'm going to fucking
Are you taking me to Abu Dhabi?
I wish I could, dog.
Yeah, Gaethje.
I wish Gaethje. I could.
Hey, listen, champ.
I wish I really could, but we're going to be there for 2 weeks, bro.
Hey, I got Dish plenty zero, of time, bro.
Get with the hero.
It's so crazy, dude.
I got
dude.
Plenty of time, and Abu Dhabi, take me. Who's Gaethje, who's he got in his corner? You? Trevor?
Yeah, nothing changes.
Is Marcus coming?
Yeah, nothing really? Changes. Nothing ever changes, bro. Nice. Why would we've been there from World Series of Fighting.
No, I just didn't know, day one. You know, with COVID and everything, if that was going to change.
No, I mean, the only fucking thing that breaks fucking Justin's heart, honestly, is not having his mom and dad there.
Yeah. Mm.
That's it. So, like, something that we do, like, the last fight, because COVID hit, his mom and dad flies out here every week, or week before we take off, and the last day, they throw a big-ass fucking dinner for all of us coaches, and... And it's cool, man. Like he's such a fucking family fucking dude. You know what I mean? Like he fucking loves his family, loves his mom and dad. And like, how do you not like Justin? Like he's the most humble dude, most fucking like he doesn't glamour his fucking shit. Although he has a new Raptor that's fucking pretty that's sick.
Freaking badass.
And it's cool, man. It's good for him. You know what I mean? Like I'm glad. I'm happy for him. But nothing's changed. Nothing's fucking changed on him. Like, he really hasn't. He's fucking still Justin. And I'm excited, man.
I'm excited to start ignoring the calls of a fucking world champion now instead of just an interim champ.
I know, dude. Like my deal is, like... I fought in Bahrain in 2009 in the Middle East in front of the royal family when I fought, and I left the Middle East. When I got there, I was so excited because I just wanted to see the country. Like, this is what I was talking about. Like, go see another country, you know?
Go to the sand dunes, bro. Yeah, you've been there. You've seen it.
Go fucking to another fucking country and see what it's like, right? Like, and go to the Middle East. Yeah. That's fucking a shithole, dude. It's fucking, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's Lamborghinis.
Well, yeah.
Like, Abu Dhabi's a little different, right? Like, right, we're going to fucking Yates Island.
There's a bigger gap between the upper class and the lower class.
Like, it's different. Like,
yeah, you're either living in a hut or you've got, like, oil fields.
Yeah, yeah, you're living in a tent, and it's fucking, it's just 90 difference. And like I said, go to another fucking third world fucking country and see what's up. You know what I mean? Like, it's horrible. Like, we're fucking, we got it made here. And what I'm saying is, I never thought, I remember leaving the Middle East airport, and I said, this is one I will never come back to, and I don't need to come back to. And fucking 10 years later.
I'll say, isn't Dubai / Abu Dhabi, I mean, that's some different Middle East than.
It probably is.
That's different than anywhere.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Abu Dhabi is, I think, one of the richest countries.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I don't know. Ever. I haven't been there. I went to Bahrain, and I don't know, but I said I was cool with not ever coming back this way. Dude, it was an 18-hour flight cutting weight, dude. It was horrible. Fucking horrible. And Cody Donovan was with me, right? Like, it was fucking horrible. Sure. And
how do you cut weight on a plane?
You don't.
Laxatives?
No, you don't. Fuck no, dude. You don't cut weight on the fucking plane. You fucking
can't just wear a sweatsuit and just like sweat it out.
Don't drink water. Like at the time, water was not, you know, the water cut was not existing.
Well, it's good you guys get there 2 weeks beforehand then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not even about that though. It's all about quarantine. You got to be in your room for 2 days. In Vegas, I got to fly to Vegas first before I even take that flight to
Why?
For quarantine. Where do you get tested.
Where do you fly out of?
In Vegas.
You're starting from Vegas?
So you go Vegas to New York?
I think we just fly out of Vegas now.
Really?
I don't know. Don't quote me on this. I don't know. All I know is they fucking fly us out to fucking Vegas for 2 days. We get tested right away, and then we fucking get tested. And if you can go, you don't go.
Mini Snyder.
Yeah, Cody had to go piss. He had to go drain his little lizard. But anyways, we're going to cut this motherfucker short anyways. We're over here an hour.
We're an hour and a half. But
yeah. Either way, man, like I said, Photo Labs, I'm glad you came down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, I always have a blast when I come down. So it's fun we got to do another podcast in person instead of over video chat like we did the first time. I don't know what it was. Was I six guests?
Dude, you were one of the early ones. One of the early ones, because I owed it to you, man. You helped me get to where I'm at now. I appreciate
you. It was
you.
Not an easy process. Yep.
No, it wasn't.
Started from the bottom, and now we're slightly higher than the bottom.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Congratulations,
you know?
Jerry.
As long as I don't forget where I come from, though. That's what I do.
Yeah, we'll forget you last, Jerry. When we're famous, you'll be one of the last guys we forget.
No, I don't do that, man. Like, I honestly am one of the dudes that
I love it.
I don't forget where I come from. And I don't forget.
That's why I spend most of my time with the Gaffar crew.
Smart. Yeah. Right? Like, honestly, like, it's good shit that what you've been putting out for them, dude. They got all kinds of stuff.
We got a lot of new stuff
coming
out.
I need some
of
that money that fucking can just fucking pay you to design shit, dude.
Yeah, it's we've got a lot of new stuff coming out. A lot of stickers, a lot of apparel.
Yeah, $50
with,
for you.
With Gaffar. That's my podcast now, sucker.
Yeah. It's all $70. $70, whatever you need, Jerry.
We rolling.
You said $50, I'm buy you out.
But anyways, I want to give a big shout out to all my peeps that are listening, download, subscribing. Man, hey, you know what I honestly like the most about everything is everybody listening and taking like IG photos, IG fucking videos, and just telling me, dude, it makes my fucking day fucking way better. My drive to work. Dude, honestly, like, I never thought I would be here at this point right now. I got motherfucking Gray behind the camera running shit, dog.
You got triple cam going.
Yeah, we got triple cam rolling.
We should probably do shout outs to the sponsors, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. We're definitely going to do shout out to sponsors, dog. What you think? This is my first rodeo? We got 26, Craig.
I know, but I see.
I watch every one of these podcasts.
Right? I know. I watch every one because it's like I sit at the computer all day. I listen to podcasts on my drive.
And I thank you for that.
And
I watch them.
Sometimes, Luke, towards the end of the show, your shout outs to the sponsors get a little sloppy.
Yeah, we get sloppy up in this bitch.
Somebody else has to do them for Luke because Luke's usually hammered.
Yep. Yeah, well, because I keep it real, Craig. I keep it real. I ain't trying to keep it real. I keep it real.
Do you remember the Chappelle show when keeping it real goes wrong?
That's right, but here's the deal. Like, honestly, like, people know what companies. I'm not trying to fucking sell out. Like, people.
No, that's not true, bro. That's not true. Hey, Cruise Light, if you all are listening, I will sell out right now.
Listen.
I will sell out.
Listen, you can start your own podcast then. So here's the deal.
This is my podcast. What are you talking about, bro?
I promise you, this is not your podcast.
I've already won this podcast.
And. Listen, we keep it real. The companies that are behind me on this wall, the companies that I mention, it's because I like to use them. I wear them. I use them. And they support me. And this ain't no gimme. Like, this is companies that, like, well, obviously, you know, me and Aaron, we shoot together. We're boys. But God damn it. It's gear for life. How do you not like that shit, dude?
I mean, the best.
The best of the best, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're fucking going to do a backpack country hunt, the pack is the best. The fucking lower, that lumber, lower lumber. What did I say?
The lumber.
Lumbar.
The wood.
Lumbar. Lumbar.
Lumbar.
Lumbar is the shit. And guess what? Dude, it's gear for life, dude. And I know it's expensive purchase. Wait, purchase?
Hey, buy once, cry once. Yep. That's right, man.
You know,
that's it. It's everything
that
I own.
Honestly, I learned that lesson a long time ago. You pay for what you get, right?
100%.
Nobody makes fun of you for wearing a JanSport out in the woods.
Damn it, Cody. You got to change that pack.
That's the biggest thing. I'm tired of people picking on me.
And that's the thing. Like, honestly, like, you pay for what you get, and that is why I'm telling you, it's gear for life.
No, Cafaro's the best in the biz. Anytime you got Donald Trump's kid shouting you out on Instagram, you know you got good stuff.
Yeah,
and not only that, but it's guys that actually fucking use it. And it's not just Aaron. It's not just Frank. You see it on their Instagram channel, like guys in the backcountry actually using their shit. You look on YouTube, gear reviews. What's the best? Cafaro. Yeah.
What's Cam Haynes using now? You see the last couple bulls he's packed up?
I know. It's cool, man. Yeah. It's definitely awesome. Cool seeing.
And, I mean, not to mention the best.
You either hate him or love him, and guess what, man? I like Cam Haynes because he's a big MMA fan. He's been there from day one with me, and I don't give a shit what you guys think. Don't like him. Don't like me. I like fucking Nobody Cammy. Does. And I'm used to it.
We don't.
Yeah, it's cool. You know what I mean?
Obviously, six people. Well, maybe yeah, the six at least, people.
Hey, it doesn't. Luke didn't want to say
we'll
this.
We'll say three because three for you, three for.
Four Luke's patrons right now are his mom, his dad, and his brother and sisters. So shout out to you guys. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, I'm to say. Hey, you know, where would you be without family, though? Well, let's come fair. On.
Here's the deal, dude. Y'all can eat a dick. Okay? A big fat one. A big fat BLM one. Okay? Here's the deal. I appreciate y'all. And on this note, man, I want to give a shout out to all my companies. Thank you for that. Dude, thank you all for coming out here.
Yeah,
I appreciate
fun.
It, man. It's fun. Like, we have fun here. Great. Don't stress, bro. We're having fun, bro. It's all good. Thank you for all your work. I appreciate you. And number two, Cody. You're a little mouthy motherfucker, but I love it.
I appreciate you.
That is literally the horse that I rode in on. That's what you said. You want to do this podcast? No, not at all.
I love it.
You want to talk shit in the background? Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I do.
Sign me up, motherfucker.
I love it. I love Cody. Like, yo. Cody's been a long time fucking boy of me.
Yeah, it's funny when people on IG are like, why don't you beat his ass, dude? this has been like 15 years.
Like,
Is that how long you guys have known each other?
Oh, yeah, years? And plus I'd fuck Luke up. Just
yeah. Yeah.
Oh?
That's what I'm talking about. Like, ding, ding, school's in, bitch. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, people don't realize, like, I have a circle and, like, people that I let in. I've learned a lesson over this whole outdoor industry. You got to be fucking know your people. And how do you not know a person better than you shared the mat with, shared blood with, fucking yeah.
Listen, you
fucking
punch somebody in the face for fun, and that's like a different. That you
it know. Is, man. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I don't give a fuck what anybody says, dude. For all you listeners, man, you guys want to get in shape, don't worry about fucking Anytime Fitness, Planet Fitness. Go join an MMA gym.
That's why I'm
and
out
I
of shape,
promise
man.
You,
that's why I'm out of shape.
You will get a fucking the best workout in your gym, and you will have a camaraderie of people.
Camaraderie. No, there's
a commodity of people.
I'm telling you, that's
the
truth.
When I met Luke, I was straight out of college. I was still going to college. I was a college athlete. I was in good shape. You understand? There's a difference between good shape and fighter shape, and you find that out really, really fast when you go to an MMA gym. You get in fighter shape, dude, there's nothing you can do.
And you know what? That's nothing that's fucking put me in reality check lately is obviously doing a sparring round with fucking Justin. That'll put you fucking real in check. Like, oh, I ain't as bad as I thought, right? But two is like just holding pads for guys that are fighting like Bellator or other organizations, right? And you fucking take one of their kicks and you're like, oh, fuck, I'm not the man I used to be. Like, shit that I used to take.
Dude, I run up the stairs and I find out I'm not the man I used
see,
to be, bro.
But that's the difference between, like, me and you. Like, I tie my shoe, bend over, I'm breathing heavy. You know what I mean?
Like I'm so weird. Yeah. We're at the same pace going up the mountains. Like my fat ass is right behind him. His asthmatic ass. It's
and
like,
I got my asthma is so fucking bad.
It's bad.
And especially with this all the smoke here. Like it's fucking stupid, dude. But I just deal with it. Like I'm so used to fucking doing it, right? But like this is no bullshit. Like I'm like, oh fuck, man. Like carrying groceries up the fucking upstairs. I'm like, what the fuck? Bro. Right? But then I can go fucking 5 minutes with Justin.
Between 30 and 40? I'm only 36, bro, but from 30 to 36, dude.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. I'm like, what happened?
I don't know.
37.
What happened?
So, that's where I was kind of getting the point at, is maybe it's because I'm drinking beer more once a week with the podcast. I don't know.
Once a week.
I know. I really try to cut back.
Really, what we need to do is we need to stop drinking. We need like protein sponsors.
I know, we need protein. Right? Maybe a coffee sponsor.
Like oxygen. Kill Cliff
is legit. Like that stuff, the CBD.
No, there's other shit. Kill
that
Cliff
stuff is legit.
Is the bomb.
I like Kill it's Cliff. Delicious. Here's the thing. I mean, like I said this the other day on, you know, last week's episode or whatever. You drink a cup of Kill Cliffs, you get wired, but you don't. It's not like that.
It's
empty,
shit.
You know.
Yeah, like it's the shit, dude. It's fucking dope.
What did I have today? I had the CBD. Was it the berry? No, yeah, the goat. The goat. The GOAT. Whatever.
Oh yeah,
that one was grape, freaking good.
Yeah, dude. I'm fucking running low, motherfucker.
I don't know if I've had one that I don't really like. I mean,
the one I don't like is the recovery one I had. Some recovery one I didn't like, but all the other ones, dude, they're gone.
Yeah,
the one I don't like, I still drink.
Yeah, still drinking. You know what
I mean? The first week I had two of the nights as mixers, and it was like 4 a.m, dude. I was still wide awake.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
like wide awake, like ready to go.
And you don't feel jittery and shit like that. I know, dude. There's the shit, dude.
Kill Cliff is good.
So on that note, they all listening. I mean, this is no bullshit. Like, we have a fucking code for listening to this podcast.
What?
And people have been shouting out, dude. Put it on your IG saying you got it. On me. I want to see it, man. Share it.
What did you just say?
On me.
On me.
He tried.
I'm saying,
hey, English is his first language. It just doesn't sound like it.
Listen, I'm fucking Mexican, motherfucker. Spanglish. So listen, it's
the
fucking
whitest Mexican I've ever met.
If you want to get on this fucking Kill Cliff party, GU15, okay? Save some money. Holler at your boy. Thank me later. Post an IG, a picture about it. Slamming the IG. Thank GU Unfiltered for giving you that confidence and that code. Wait, right? Yeah.
Confidence.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, Johnny. Hey, do y'all fucking watch fucking Cobra Kai?
Cobra Kai, yeah.
Dude. I was watching it.
Dude, know. I'm stuck. Yeah. I'm ready for the new season.
Say, I think I'm on episode 3. I think that's where I'm
No,
at.
There ain't no episode 3.
Yeah, there is.
No.
Season 3.
Episode 3.
Oh,
season
episode
1.
Yeah. Oh, you're fucked.
I just started.
Oh, I watched that shit and I'm done.
But I'm hooked. It's like, so I'm going to, once I get back, I'll start watching it again.
I can't even be a fan of fucking Daniel anymore.
We need to get Ralph Macchio.
Ralph Macchio.
No,
I'm fucking a fan of Johnny now, dude.
He fucking learned the leg. For those of you that don't remember Karate Kid.
He was a piece of shit.
Ralph Macchio won by an illegal move. He won by an illegal move.
I don't know about that.
He cheated
that.
And beat Johnny.
Yeah, me, dude. So. I don't. That's for another podcast or another day. But I'm just saying, Cobra Kai is the shit, dude.
Too controversial
for this episode. Yeah, this.
Maybe we'll
say that for the Patreon. Y'all want to get on that? We're going to do it tonight. Patreon fucking what up? On that note, listen up, boys and girls. It's been a great podcast. I want to holler at my boy, Photo Labs. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Photo Lab Studios. Hit me up if you need any graphics, t-shirt design, stuff like that.
He does all my shit. He does all my
anything you guys see in clip art, he can do.
Fucking do it, right?
Fuck clip art. No, everything is hand-drawn.
Yeah,
like,
you're good,
it's,
man.
It's original.
You're a good man. You're good at what you do. I appreciate you.
Appreciate that.
And I appreciate all the fucking deals that you give me. I honestly, I like everything. When I call you, you help me out. I appreciate you.
I mean, we're boys now.
So. I honestly, man, I just want to do one body shot off you.
That's for the Patreons.
Yeah. Hey, Cody, man, and we got you at 400 yet?
No.
What are you at? 400 on IG. Let's get my boy Ski. Let's get my boy at 400 followers on the IG. Okay? Come on now. Let's roll.
Can you go? We are at 373. We 373. Need.
All right, we're going to post this motherfucker
27
up
more followers.
Let's do this.
Come on, everyone. Skinny Codes on Instagram.
Let's get this motherfucking
hammering,
dog.
We're
going to
get this episode. I'm putting money on it. $50
Right.
This episode, we're getting. Don't let me down, people. All right, don't let me down. 373, we need to get to the skinny codes, the 400.
What does that mean? You got like 25 followers that are your family that are going to join in? Is that
how you get it does not matter. How you get it don't matter. South
Dakota celebrity?
Yes. Hey, how you get those followers all should right. not matter.
That's fair. That's fair.
Like I want to give a big shout out to my boy Gray. Gray, I appreciate your fucking hard work and all you what you do for the GU. I honestly do, man.
Twist out.
I love it. I love it. Man, I appreciate you guys. You guys check us out on YouTube. You get to see his work. Follow my Gray Sherman. What is it?
Shineman.
Yeah, Shineman. Fucking, I know. I call him Dr. Dre, dog. It ain't Gray. It's Dr. Dre. That's my dog. Motherfucker is beating skills on the turntables. Yeah, dude. He's a DJ. He's a DJ. He's a jack of all trades. And, like, check it out. Like, you can never judge a book by its cover because this motherfucker has a big, deep voice.
Yeah.
And you were like, holy shit.
Book by its cover. How many times has Nestor wanted to fight those skinny coats?
Hey, I'm still trying too.
Yeah, well, skinny coats still butt kissing him on fucking giving him product placement on my fucking podcast.
Hey, Nestor, I got your eco hat here, bro.
Eastern Colorado outdoors.
I'm just trying to kill some stuff, dog. Jesus. Hey, that's what my
you want to kill big?
I've been friends with Luke for 15 years and still ain't shot anything with his bitch ass. Yeah, so Nestor. Christ.
Whatever.
Eco Hunts.
I'm just
We're
saying.
We're getting it done tomorrow. Something's dying right, freaking tomorrow.
I'm good with that. Hey, Tito Nice. Anyway. Tito Nice.
Look at this.
Ultra light. Ultra sharp.
Look at that.
Hey, this backpack. Hey, there. Or what do they call it? The backcountry pack?
That's a backcountry roll right there. That's going to a winner that was a subscriber to my podcast right there. That pack right there is going to their fucking
Does it come with a spork?
Front door.
Does it come with a spork?
I don't see the spork in there.
Listen.
I'll take one of those. Hey, Tito, if you're listening, I'll take one of those backcountry rolls, and I'll keep it in my truck for when I eat my Taco Bell, bro.
Dude, that spork is legit.
I know.
Right on there. I got one in my truck.
I'm jealous.
So anyways, if you want to get your own backcountry roll and you want to save some money on it, you type in GU15 on that one.
Luke's got a couple backcountry rolls. Has nothing to do with Tito.
Oh, really? Your skinny coat ass should be fat coat now.
I got some backcountry fat rolls.
That's right.
Jesus Christ. Hey, Pod, I'm Kittle. I'm black. So,
but
check it out.
Matter.
Tito Knives, thank you for all your love and support. Luke, you the man. Check it out.
Yeah,
when you go to the website, type in GU15. Save that money on your own fucking ultra light, ultra sharp knife. Oh, shit.
What do we got for optics, my son?
Oh, shit. My girl, Reza.
Reza.
Hey, she was just down here. I was so mad because she was down here probably like a couple hours away from us. And she was all the way.
She was out bear hunting.
With Fred Eichler.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah, dude.
Big time, man.
And yeah, she. They're, you know, Fred's big with Leopold. I'm just a peon. But I ain't mad, you know what I'm saying? At that time, I'm just a peon. But here's the thing. I'm going to put pause real quick.
This is the longest ending we've ever had. But hey,
it's not. You don't know shit. Yeah,
we played this song like four or five times before, dude. It was 25 minutes.
The Nestor one.
Listen. When Reza says, hey, we're going to post a picture of you on the IG, you know I'm in it. I repost that shit.
Repost.
Hey, American Man, Leopold Optics. You say Leopold, I say Leopold. Either way, it's American Made, motherfuckers.
Leopold.
Buy that shit. It's way better than all the other people.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Switching from, well, I'm not gonna switch.
Yeah, we
cool,
gotta talk
from, but I'm going to Leopold this year.
I'm telling you right now.
I'm excited for it.
Do it.
That full draw.
Do it.
Four. Oh,
I know.
I don't have one yet.
I don't have one either, Reza.
I say I've looked through.
On that note, I got my boy fucking, Photo Labs fucking wearing Cryptek this morning again.
That was the first camo that I bought. That, you know, expensive, you know, beyond, you know, the Mossy Oak, Realtree, whatever. I bought Cryptek
when it first came out. Country.
And it's been great gear. The only thing I don't like about my jacket, which is the Dalibor too. It doesn't have a hood, but now they make it with a hood. So I'm gonna be hitting Bam up because I talked to Bam here.
I gotta send my stuff back. Hey, Luke thinks I'm fatter than I am.
Solids come out. Hey, guess what?
I love these solids. I love these solids.
Time up, dog.
Wait, hold up.
Right now, right now.
What you gotta say? What you gotta say about Crip Tech?
You don't gotta call Bam.
No,
you can do it yourself. Cause right now you can just type in Gladiators 2020 and save that money.
Save that cheddar.
Yeah, it's all about saving that money. Gladiators 2020 with Crip Tech Battlefield of the Backcountry.
Oh, and that
you are in it.
You were wearing the altitude today.
I'm gonna tell you one thing. They look good. They feel good. My buns have never looked better than that. Never looked better than
your fans group has been fucking on fire.
Only fans. Type in that code.
We are the next one.
15.
This week he's wearing the Crip Tech, but.